Thanks, Lee. Thanks for having me.
We're ahead of the Spring Loaded program, which starts this coming Friday, September 24, runs for a month until October 24. Not a bad office you do have there at Table Cape. Beautiful spot.
Yeah, we've got a stunning spot, really. Yeah, I'm outside looking at the tulips now.
Oh, you're a lucky man. What makes the tulips extra special? Is it the ideal climates, and also it's beautiful for our soul, isn't it?
Yeah, the tulips are just a fantastic thing to come and experience. You know, there's not many places in nature we can see such intense and colour, really, of all sorts of different shades, and it's a great thing to come and see, and people generally have a really happy time here and a good experience.
It's literally in our own backyard, and I did mention about the climates. We do have the wonderful climate to grow the tulips here, just with the weather conditions, particularly at this time of the year.
As a tulip grower, we like having a nice long spring, which means slightly cooler weather is good for a tulip grower. It's not so good for everyone else. It's good for tulip growing, and that's what Northwest Tasmania has compared to other places in the country. We don't suddenly get 30 degree days in September and October. You know, that's not, so and that's good for growing tulips.
We do, though. We get a 30 degree day twice a year. But no, seriously, though, the tulips do love the climate. And I suppose over the last week or so, it has been a little bit chilly. That doesn't affect them in any way, does it?
No, it just holds the flowers closed a little bit longer. So a couple of weeks ago, we thought it might have even been an early season, but now it's not looking like that. It's looking like a pretty normal season. Yeah, we expect to have a good show during the times that we're open.
You'll find that the buds are starting to open at this point.
Yeah. So we've got out in the paddock at the moment, just got a few struts of colour, but it's got yellows and pinks and the reds out there at the moment, but there's not a lot yet.
Another week or so.
Another week or so for the locals, yeah.
I think the colours make it so inviting. It's great for the soul. And you did say about the locals over the last year or so with the COVID situation, you're finding you're not getting the interstate tourists, but you're certainly opening up for a lot of the locals to enjoy the tulips.
Yeah, that's right. Last year was a really big surprise for us. We normally get about half of our people coming from interstate or overseas, and so we're expecting to get, you know, half the people, basically, with the travel vouchers and just people ready to get out and explore again after being locked down. It was a really good season for us, and we were one of the few places open, so we had a lot of people and a lot of people from Hobart particularly. So we had a really good season, and I think it was great that people from the south end of the state who rarely get up to the northwest were able to get up here and have a look around. And
using those travel vouchers, it's come in handy, so it's a win-win situation too. And now we've got Tunes and the Tulips coming up in early October, so that's on the weekend of the 2nd and 3rd. That's between 2 to 5, so that's a great way of incorporating not only the Tulip Farm Experience Day, but also some live music and delicious local produce you do have on the farm.
Yeah, really excited about this one. We've been doing this for quite a number of years now, and we've got a really good band and with the When Waterfalls ensemble playing. We've also got Red Cow Dairy helping us out with all the food. Every year we've sold the event out, so we expect we'll do the same this time around.
I'm sure you will. Jay Jerome and the When Waterfalls Ensemble. So to pick up your tickets, go to the events tab at tablecapetulipfarm.com.au, and we must comply with the COVID safe regulations, Dave. Ticket numbers are limited, so jump in early, because I'm sure that will sell out at the Table Cape Tulip Farm, Table Cape Road, for Tunes and the Tulips. Just one of the many events. There's a whole raft of events through the month, September 24 to October 24 for Spring Loaded, and you can grab a program at the Waratah Wynyard Council website, and do yourself a favour and check out those tulips before it's too late, because it won't be long before it'll be over and you'll miss the bus, so to speak.
That's right.
And check it out, and I think it's a great way where us locals can enjoy it, because this has been going for a number of years now, Dave, hasn't it?
Yes, Mum and Dad got it started, I think, 30 years ago. We sort of let people come and have a look, so it's a long-running thing now.
So much like a patchwork quilt, isn't it? The wonderful colours there of the tulips, they certainly are amazing things.
Yeah, they really are, and it's a great way to finish off winter, I think.
Yes.
Come out and see the colours.
Well, it just some of these mornings, though, Dave, it still feels like we're in the middle of winter. But Van Diemen quality bulbs, and that's the Tulip Farm. And good on you, Dave. I always appreciate your time. I'm sure it's going to go well. It's one of the headline acts for Spring Loaded. And thanks for telling us more about it on 7BU Breakfast.
No.